I'd like to get things underway.
I'm Tian Mingyang, the chairman of this meeting.
Let's clarify the joint purpose of this meeting. The main topic of today's agenda is advertising. Mr. Jones, would you start things off? What's your opinion on this matter? I'll tell you what I think the trouble spot is.
I think the cause of our poor sales performance is our advertising strategy. I propose more advertising for this project. This is because the quality of advertising determines the rate of sales. The response to the ad in the newspaper was 30% lower than at this time last year. I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to confirm the purpose of this meeting. I beg your pardon? What do you mean by that? We should keep in mind that high-quality advertising improves sales.
I understand your point of view. That sounds like a good idea. I agree with you up to that point. We can be flexible. Let's reestablish the point we agree on.
I can't agree with you because I would agree with that, except for one thing. Could you reconsider that? I don't agree. This will not be of benefit to us. I'm afraid I can't accept your proposal.
That has nothing to do with the main issue. You seem to be getting off the point. Could you please get to the point? Let's get back to the main issue. Where were we? Excuse us for a moment. We'd like to discuss it among ourselves. Let's wrap up the discussion. At the next meeting, we will discuss the advertising expenses. When shall we have our next meeting? Let's adjourn the meeting.
Skiff 1. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tian Mingyang, manager of U.S. distribution here at ABC, and...
You don't need to introduce yourself, Yang. You're famous.
Well, thanks, Ralph, but I thought I'd try and chair the meeting by the book, at least for a while.
Hear, hear.
Now, I'd like to get things underway. The main topic on today's agenda is the development of a U.S. sales strategy for the new EBP. I'd like to hear any and all of your ideas, Mr. Wallace. You seem in top form today. Could you start the ball rolling?
Sure. Well, I think we should keep in mind that the key to good sales is advertising.
Well, that's kind of obvious, Ralph.
Diane, give me a break.
Let's keep this going, shall we?
Skit 2.
It may seem an obvious point, but it's true that advertising determines the rate of sales. Ms. Evans, did you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to add that one of the main causes of the poor U.S. sales of the original EBP was our advertising strategy.
Could you be more specific?
Well, we used the same Japanese agency for both the Japanese and U.S. campaigns, and the campaigns were very similar, but response was 40% lower in the U.S.
So you mean the ads appealed more to a Japanese audience than to an American audience?
Exactly. They used visuals and music to convey an overall image, but did not say much about the product. Japanese are accustomed to this type of advertising, but Americans tend to want more information from ads.
That's fascinating. What do you think is the historic and cultural basis for this difference in advertising?
This is interesting, but let's get back to the main issue.
Yes, we seem to be getting off the point a little.
Too bad. I really wanted to hear more about it.
Well, we can extend the meeting into lunchtime if you like.
No,